like, you know, you brought up Governor Armstrong's endorsement and support. And, you know, his support of all those races was not just financial. It was also organizational, which I think is even more important. And I think the voters had their voices heard in these districts. They're not buying the message of some of the far right wing part of our party. And they've seen some of these people in the legislature and some of the kooky things they've said and done. And I think, quite frankly, some of these districts had had enough of it. They want a legislature to work on the issues that are concern North Dakotans, meat and potato issues. And they want to move the ball along and let's keep this state going in the right direction versus some of the other stuff that we saw, some of the social bills and some of the other junk that we saw come through in the last number of years. So I'm excited about it. We're going to have a whole new fresh candidates on the fall ballot. And I feel pretty confident that they're going to come through victorious in November. And it's going to change in the House. As you said, we'll have about eight people, kind of newer people as of right now, if we were to play out, come in the House. That will change the atmosphere of the House. There's no doubt about it. The tone of the House will change. And I think it's for the better.
How about on the Senate side? What's your assessment there?
Well, there wasn't much on the Senate side, to be honest with you. Most of the competitive races were in the House. I know there was one a senator up in District 15 that had lost to a dentist, if I remember right. Senator Weston lost up there. Other than that, it was pretty much kind of status quo. There was no real big competitive races on the Senate side that I can think of. Senator Shively had a race. I had a opponent from the far right and out in Mott, and he came out on top of that one. That was a close race up until the very, very end, but he came out on top of that one. And so the Senate didn't have too much going on other than those.
You've mentioned a couple times a far right wing. I think I would call myself what some people would call far right wing. A Donald Trump Republican to much of the public, Republican establishment when he came down the escalator. They said he was far right wing, and I don't see Donald Trump as far right wing at all. I see him as more pragmatic. If I look at your voting record, I could say you're voting as a Trump Republican. You're supporting all these things. I don't think the label for them is far right wing. I think it's just angry, and just against kind of a knee jerk the quote unquote establishment, the quote unquote rhinos. You know, I don't know that that's far right wing. I just think it's sadly a little crazy Republican. It's just again, when you hate your opponent, bad things happen, in my view. So I don't know if that's the correct label.
We all struggle kind of to give them that term. Fringe, some people think the libertarians taking over the party, but it is that there is that distinct wing, right? They took over the party. You saw the traditional Republicans stay home and not go to the convention. All the traditional Republicans on the statewide ballot last night won overwhelmingly, along with the legislative races that we had. So I think that's a very loud and clear message as to what North Dakotans want. And they want that traditional Republican philosophy. Again, Scott, I don't, I guess your definition of far right's a little different than mine. But you're exactly right about the angry part. I mean, we heard enough out here when the battles were going on about, well, we're endorsed and you're going against the will of the people. Well, the will of the people in that district was 35 angry people who endorsed somebody. That's not the will of the people. The will of the people is when you have 16,700 people in your district and they all get an opportunity to vote who they want on the fall ballot. And that is what happened last night. But you're right about the anger. The anger's been there with that group for a long time. You know, a lot of times, Scott, when you're angry, you're not thinking things through. You don't do things maybe the way you should because your emotions take you over. So it's something that I hope going into the next session that we see a lot less of.
And by the way, some of these angry Republicans were, yelling about Donald Trump. A lot of them were, I think traditional Republicans is a great label, and traditional Republicans win and win big in North Dakota for the statewide offices. Traditional Republicans have a supermajority in the legislature. Look at our congressional delegation. I mean, and again, here's a convention where they're grumbling, and this has happened for the last two conventions, about people that win big. John Hovind, Kevin Cramer, Julie Fedorchuk, they win big. Every statewide office holder held by a Republican, they win big. Those are traditional Republicans that obviously are well supported by other Republicans. And the folks that think they're, you know, ought to be thrown out on a limb are, again, very, very small part of the overall conservative movement. And that's just proven again and again and again. And last night, a great example, without question.
Well, you know, and we started seeing that last election cycle. When the public has a chance to vote for a slate of traditional Republicans against, say, the slate of the far-right Republicans or whatever you want to call them, when they have that clear choice, the traditional Republicans win the vast majority of the time. I've had friends say, well, how do some of these people get elected and, you know, with these kooky ideas and such? Well, a lot of times they got, in the beginning, they got intermingled with the traditional Republicans, and the public would see the R behind the name and boom, they would vote for that person. Now the landscape has totally changed the last two cycles. Now it's the traditional against the far right. And it all really started off with the statewide's really not going to the convention last spring. Like I said, 2 years ago, a number of our districts, we just forego the district endorsement process and went to the vote of the people. And when you get the support and you win with the vote of the people, Scott, that truly does mean a lot and gives you a mandate to move on and do some great things for the state.
What they are critical of the governor for vetoing was a poorly crafted law. Remind me what was in that legislation.
Well, basically what it boils down to is that they wanted to throw librarians in jail if they had certain books that did not meet their requirements that they thought that they deemed inappropriate. I mean, to throw a librarian in jail for something like that was way too far out there. In the beginning, they were not willing to back down off of any of that. And again, I think it just shows, again, like you said, a lot of these people have good intentions, but they're way off base. But it shows how out of touch some of these lawmakers are. And they lost because showed it, but they're out of touch. I mean, that does not play, obviously, with the common sense North Dakotan to censor a very popular governor with an enormous amount of support